Om Shanti. So today we welcome with us Dr. Pratap Midha, who will share with us on the topic staying spiritually centered. So those of you who don't know him, he has been in Gyan for 45 years. He is the manager and director of the Global Hospital since 1991. He is the one who had the vision of the holistic approach to patient care, where he combined the medical, mental, and spiritual knowledge together. So let's listen to his wisdom. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much for having me here. We are all students. And who's our teacher? Who's our teacher? Shiv Baba. He's our teacher. Not only he's our teacher, but he holds our hand and takes us to the stage of perfection. His teacher, his preceptor, his guide. And he's the source of eternal knowledge. So that's how we become the students. We start learning from him. But what does he expect from us? One word which he expects from us is to be obedient. He says, I give you the knowledge, but following it is your role. You know, what is the difference between bhakti and jnana, devotion and knowledge? Many of the things which we are now listening, like what are the vices, they are our greatest enemy. We sing praise of God in bhakti also. We even think that we should not hurt anyone, we should not get angry. All these things we listen in bhakti also. But what is the difference between bhakti and jnana? Bhakti, we only listen, this should be done. But how it should be done and why it should be done, that Baba comes and tells us. When we talk of our study or this eternal knowledge, this knowledge is not about the outer realm, what we see with this physical eyes. And they say spirituality is very difficult to define because it is experiential. We can experience it. The existence of spirit or atma, the connection with the supreme soul or paramatma, the God, the Father. That connection we can only experience. So in bhakti and knowledge, this is the difference, that what we listen, we experience also. It's not just repeating. That also does some good, repeating any mantra, repeating jnana, or churning, you know, they just speak, they sing his praises. That also gives them some benefit, because Baba praises that bhakti also gives us the light, and finally we get knowledge because of our being devote bhagats. So bhakti has its own role. But now we do understand that between bhakti and knowledge, The difference is that we not only listen, but listen with attention. And we listen with the intention of imbibing it. We try to inculcate. What is the most basic change which has occurred? The perception has changed. Like we used to listen in bhakti also, that body is separate, the soul is separate. The soul enters the body at the time and then it leaves the body. So we knew that this kind of awareness was there. But what Baba has told us, what Baba has shared with us, what Baba has guided us, is that not only your soul, this body is physical costume of the soul, but Baba has also shared with us how to be soul conscious, how to act in that consciousness. Because once you experience the soul, once you experience soul consciousness, then it makes the difference. Then you are able to realize that you are eternally a soul. You have this physical costume. You come and play your role in this world stage. And that consciousness of that I am a soul, I am the one who is connected with the whole universe as an actor. We are all actors, we are all brothers and sisters, we are all connected. That connection brings us closer to God. Shiv Baba. The first word which we listen from Baba is child, bacche. So that connection is established. And that spirituality gives meaning to our life. It gives purpose to our life. Baba says the difference between bhakti and jnana is, in bhakti there is no objective, there is no aim and object. Whereas spirituality or jnana gives us a purpose in life. It gives a meaning to our life. We realize what stage of the change we are in this world. What is our role in this world drama? They say that we need to be centered in spirituality. Staying centered in spirituality. What is spirituality? What does it mean to us? We have four subjects in our study. But what does it mean to be centered in spirituality? Because sometime back, the Baba in Avyakt Murlis had said that even if you are mopping the floor and someone sees you, what should he feel about you? Your vibrations, your aura should speak of your stage. Whatever service we do, whether we are doing the Karmana Seva, whether we are doing the seva in the kitchen or mopping the floor, but our stage should reflect through our aura. And that's what Baba says, whether we are cleaning the laundry, are we mopping the floor or working in kitchen. Why Baba praises the kitchen sevadharis? He always praises Bholi Dadi and the team. Because he feels that they are the ones who stay in Baba's yad, Baba's remembrance. They are with Baba when they are cooking food in the kitchen. Baba sometimes talks of security people also, that while they are on duty in the night, they can remember me. They have the opportunity to be with Baba. So it is that spirituality is not separate from our life. Baba says that You are yogi children. It is your yogi life. It's not that you are yogi for morning and evening, but your life is yogi. It's yogi jivan. So every action what we perform, every thought which we create, every word which we speak should reflect knowledge, should reflect our yoga. That is spirituality. Like say that people say that what you preach, you should practice. So our inner life and outer life should be the same. What they call the transparency, they call of integrity. What is integrity? Whatever principles we hold dear, whatever attributes which we feel, Baba has said that these are the attributes of the soul, those attributes should reflect through us. Baba sometimes has said that you are mobile museums. In a museum, what does museum do? Museum shares the diversity of knowledge. Museums, you know, when you go to a museum and you see something, you are wonderstruck. What is happening? What is it? I had never imagined. So in our life also, whenever someone sees us, what should he reflect in his life? He should be wonderstruck. What Baba says that they are Allah log, the one who are connected to God. After looking at us, they should feel. So spirituality, what does spirituality mean? It means to be the master of self. Baba says that when you are self-sovereign in the confluence age, then you can become the sovereign in the golden age. That nothing should happen. I should not be possessed by any emotions or any negative trait. I should be the master. I should be the one who drives the car. I'm the one who guides. So that self-sovereignty means I'm the one who is the master. Nothing happens to me. I shouldn't like, there should be no repentance, no regrets. You know, and the other thing is, we know our role. We know what is preordained for us. Baba has given us, the whole picture is before us. Sometimes I used to wonder why Baba always says that you should spin the cycle. You know the word which she uses, Swadarshan Chakradhari. Why should I spin? I know the knowledge. Because Baba wants us to be in that awareness continuously. That I am the one who has conquered all the vices, all the negativities, not once but several times, in several cycles. So he gives us the awareness that this is nothing difficult for us. We have done it before. Nothing new for us. So that's why he says, spin the cycle. That is what self-awareness is. Now, when I say that I am a soul, then I do realize that I am a soul which was sovereign. I am the soul which was the master, which was the one which had the experience, the bliss. I am not an ordinary soul. I am the soul which is the foundation. People feel spirituality means that you change your robe, you change your dress, you renounce the world. Today also Baba was saying that, you know, sharing the story of a sannyasi who who wrote to Baba. So Baba says, you, charity begins at home. If you have renounced and if you left your parents behind or you left your partner behind, go and give them the knowledge. It is not the word of, it's not the path of renunciation. It's the path of purity. It is the path of family life. That's how we build our credibility. When I look back the story of the yajna, today we are so many, but how the credibility of the yajna was established, how did the people know what were our principles? Because of the steadfastness, those souls in the beginning, the Adi souls, the souls which were the foundation of the yajna, it was their purity, it was their tapasya, it was their attention which drew the attraction of the whole world towards them. Although there were some misgivings, but it is through them the whole world came to know what do we stand for, what is our true nature. We listen to the stories that some people went to Sakar Baba and said, Baba, your knowledge is very good, you teach very good, but this just one purity, if you leave it, then we'll be very happy. And what did Baba say? Baba said, I don't do it. It is Shiv Baba. Who's the one? He's given the direction that this is the last birth in the cycle. He said, so this is the foundation. What we say, what we hear, and what we do, it should be in resonance. There should be no dissonance in that. You know what happens if you say something and do it different? Then you carry a guilt. Then you carry a regret. And sometimes Baba says, if repeatedly that keeps happening, then you lose your heart. You say, I can't do this. And then some people give up. That I can't do it. It is too big thing for me. So it is the attention. It is adhering to our laid down principles. That is what spirituality is. The spirituality is having a focus, a reference point in life. We know what is our goal, who's our role model, who's our reference point. So whenever we are shaken by a situation, whenever there's pressure, we might swing, like we might get wobbly, but we can rebound, we should have that resilience, we bounce back to our reference point. Today people are looking for whom should they follow? The role model. Brahma Baba is the role model. If you listen to the story of Brahma Baba, how did he practice soul consciousness? His books these days, because of the social media, everything is circulated very fast. And recently there was Baba's old diaries were also shared. So Baba used to practice soul conscious in solitude. He would write down, he would practice. Because nothing can be better attained than by practice. The more you practice, the more proficient you become. Attention, attention, Baba also tells us. If you look at the word attention, is what is it? Just paying attention. In our Hindi language, Even the meditation is known as dhyan. And dhyan, the literal translation is attention. We need to pay attention to what we stand for. Baba always tells us that we need to be light. Light means that we should be knowledgeful. We should not have waste thoughts, so that we should be free from the burden of the past sanskaras. Because sanskars are hard to change. But it is only when we visualize our future before us that we were the ones, we were complete, we were perfect, we were whole. Now we are shattered into pieces. Our mind acts differently, the sanskars act differently, and the intellect is riddled between the two. So now we realize that there was a time when everything was in resonance, everything was in harmony, and this is what our practice should be. The most important thing is, like now even, you know, in India, we do hear from the families that children become the teacher for the parents. You know, they know that the parents go to Baba's center and they listen to Baba's knowledge, and the moment they forget their soman or their self-respect, the children remind them. Because we are known for that. We stand for peace. We stand for harmony. We stand for unconditional love. So this is how we have made ourselves famous, that Om Shanti, which we stand for peace. But peace doesn't come by accident. We have to really look within and find what is troubling us. Baba always talks of good wishes and pure feelings. How is our peace disturbed? When is our peace just vanishes? When we see someone who has not been fair and just to us, when we see that things don't happen according to my design of things, they don't happen, they happen differently. And when sometimes even this physical body also starts troubling, we become restless. But when Baba says peace is our true nature, whatever may come, whatever may be the circumstances, whatever may be the outside world, but peace is my true nature. This is what I stand for. So we are peacemakers. We are the ones who bestow peace on others. So how can we be peaceless? Sometimes the cravings occur. Hidden cravings. We desire for a thing and it doesn't happen. We want to enjoy something and it is not available to us. And then we become restless. That is why Baba says we need to understand ourselves deeply. We have to go within. And for that, silence is beautiful. Baba says we should be introvert. Not only silence, but in stillness. Like we see, the mind should be like a mirror. We should reflect what is happening within us. Like they say that face is index of mind. So how do we know our mind? If our mind is peaceful, mind is in a state of bliss, mind is one which is compassionate about everyone, for each soul. That would reflect through the face. So silence does help us in achieving our inner strength. Inner peace gives inner power. We feel empowered. We feel empowered to lead our life through the midst of any crisis. So silence does help us. And so do one thing which I feel is very important, is sharing that silence, sharing that peace with others. You know, there was one person, one gentleman whom I met in New York a couple of years back. He was sharing the dais and he presented one of his books to me. And the book was titled, Why Good Things Happen to Good People. In that he shared one thing. The whole book was focusing on one thing, giving. Like Baba tells us that we become the master bestowers. Giving, sharing. This is one thing which I feel if we need to remember throughout our life is giving. Give a smile. Give hope to someone. Give support to someone. Give anything you like. Be empathetic. It's not that we need to share, like Baba tells us, that whatever we have received from Baba, we share. And then Baba says we churn various ways and means to share. How we can share? It's not necessarily that we share through the spoken word, but even through the mind we can share. Our spirituality, our inner values become strengthened when we share. Because they say that what you share promptly, what you share without asking, that is of value. What they call the altruistic giving. Sharing without expecting anything in return. So when we share in that way, then it strengthens our spirituality. We are spiritual beings. We are the ones who are the lampposts, who are the lighthouse. Baba feels that we are the children who are the instruments of God. And how do we become the instruments of God? God also gives. He doesn't keep anything to himself and he doesn't discriminate between anyone. He gives the same. So giving is what is important to us in our spiritual life. We keep sharing. We keep become the instruments of the God. And this is how we are able to strengthen our own values. Like when we give, we double our happiness. They say that when you share happiness, you double your happiness. So you become more strong. So the good wishes and pure feelings, it's not just wishing, but feeling. What I'm wishing, that should reflect. You know, people are very passionate about what they do. Whatever they are doing, they love it doing. Wishing something is easy. But feeling so good about that, because all thoughts, like good thoughts, would lead to good emotions and good feelings. Positive thoughts would lead to positive emotions and positive feelings. Although the thought is the seed, But when he is strengthened by the pure intention, see, more than the action, it is the intention behind the action which is important. We are giving because we feel close to the universe. We feel we are one family. That feeling is there. That feeling that we are children of the same Father. One Father connects us that. With that feeling, when we wish something, it becomes much more powerful. Like Baba says, you are the foundation of this world tree. You are the ancestors. When we have that feeling and then we wish something, then it becomes much more powerful. The passion comes to it. The force comes to it. The power comes to it. When we have that awareness that we are the foundation of the tree, we are the ancestors, we are the peacemakers. So that changes the whole story. So good wishes and pure feelings, and these, the feelings bring us closer to the universe, bring us closer to this unlimited family. So the feelings which we hold for each other, feelings of eternal love, that spiritual love. So that company, you know, there are four pillars of life. One of them is good company. So how do we create company? Sometimes it's not in our control to have company. You know, you are in the world, if you are working, if you have a job, if you live in the Laukik family. So how do we create that company? The most closest company is our own thoughts. And then we have the company of the Supreme. They say company colors. So like we would not be influenced by others, but we would be able to give them something. They'll receive something and they would feel good about us. So whosoever comes into our contact, Baba used to say that whosoever comes into contact, he should take back something from you. Some gift, some toli, some sweet he does. You know, whenever we receive toli from dadis and seniors, it's not the toli, but it is the drishti. It is the company which makes it so important. So likewise, when we are in this outside world, our company should empower others. We should not get influenced by their weaknesses, but they should get something from us. They should feel inspired. They should feel rejuvenated from us when they are in our company. You know, Baba says that you can make the whole world, not the whole world, but the five elements also. You have to transform everything. You are the ones who are benevolent, who are the world transformers. So how can we get influenced by the outside world? The outside world is not in harmony. It's violence, there's hatred, there's jealousy, there's dishonesty, there's contempt. But it should not influence us. One, we are powerful. The two, we are connected to the supreme powerhouse. And the third, we are aware that we are the ancestors. We are the one who are the foundation for this world. Foundation for this world tree. We become the instruments of change. So if I have that consciousness, I would stay in my original stage, in my powerful stage. So this is how we can communicate with the whole world. We may not be in physical connection, physical sight, but we can be in touch through the versions of God. Whatever we do, they say in the world, the whole universe, energy doesn't change, energy doesn't get destroyed, it just changes the form. The energy of our powerful thoughts, energy of our spoken word, or our good deeds remains in this universe, and it does touch everyone because the energy is there. It just takes the changes the form, changes the shape, but it always remains there, whether it is positive or negative. So we have to be very, very vigilant that what stage I am passing through this world, what stage I am playing my role. When I play my role in that Master Almighty Authority stage, then what would happen? Everyone would be touched by that kind of vibrations. So good wishes and pure feelings, they transform the company, because that consciousness is there. It's like if we see, what does the whole world need today? There's enough of information. The enough of technology is there. What they need is the shift in consciousness, change in their lifestyle. Now, as what we see today, when we were talking yesterday also, it's not the medicines which make us healthy. It is not the doctors or the hospital which makes us healthy, but it is the way we live our lives that makes us healthy, that makes us strong. What we think, what we eat, what is our food, how much time we spend on our, what they call your stress management, and what pressures and tribulations come to you. So food is also important for spiritual life. That strengthens our spirituality. And what they say, you know, it is the food which comes to us from Baba's Bhandara or Baba's kitchen that also nourishes us. Not only the body, but it nourishes the soul also. Why do we offer bhog to Baba? We do pay respect to him, but it is to make our food pure and powerful. You know, today people are realizing that food is important. They call it not only the way it is cooked, some people call it mindfulness eating. How we accept the food. The food is cooked in Baba's remembrance, but when we accept it in Baba's remembrance, when we accept it in our original stage, empowered stage, what does it happen? We enjoy the food. It's not just reflex eating. In the world today, it is not the malnourished or starvation which is a challenge, but now the obesity is a challenge. And why obesity? Because of reflex eating. People are not even knowing what they are eating. They just eat because they want to fill the vacuum within them. So Baba says, when we eat, when we receive the food, that food should be in Baba's yad. We should enjoy it as a prasad, as a bhog. And that really empowers us. That empowers our spirituality. This habit, what Baba has given us, eating food only which is cooked by yogis, it has saved us from many things. We feel that we have to spend time in cooking, But he saves so much time that then otherwise what happens? People socialize on dinners. People socialize on parties. We don't have to do that. It saves so much time. We only eat what is good, not only for the body, but what is good for the mind. What nourishes the body. And now everyone realizes that it is the food which is plant-based. That is what is good for body. So the food which is cooked in Baba's remembrance and accepted in Baba's remembrance, that is good for us. You know, we hear from Dadis, you know, Dadi Janki used to share that on Thursday, the bhog which is offered to Baba, she would send it to all the people, you know, Sindhis who were around in Bombay. And this is how they became close, in spite of the fact that they had opposed the yajna in the beginning. They had not accepted our values, but the good wishes and the bhog, which was sent to them on a regular interval. Even now people recollect those things. So toli or prasad or whatever, the importance is how we accept it, how we receive it. That is important. So that strengthens our... Now people are realizing, you know, if we are open, if we suppress our emotions, if we don't share our failures or traumatic feelings, all that, then it disturbs our immune system. It disturbs our harmony. So like Baba tells us, that we should not be baffled by small failures. We should keep a chart. We should keep checking where do we have progressed. So as yogis, as godly students, we need to really be vigilant, writing every detail about our journey. And that now the psychologist and the behavior scientist, they feel that writing a journal, writing a story about your life, writing your suppressed emotions, even if you are not able to share with someone, that is very health promoting. That relieves you from certain pressures. This is what they found out, that everyone needs to have a journal. Like Baba says, you write a letter to Baba. And when you write a letter to Baba, Baba says, I receive it. And we feel light. We just send our, you know, our feelings, what we feel strongly about to Baba. And it reaches him. So keeping a chart, keeping a check on ourselves also makes us strong in our spirituality. Spirituality doesn't mean that we feel lost and we feel we become dry. Spirituality does mean that we need to celebrate also. We need to celebrate our success. We should be happy and cheerful. That is important, that every step which we take in, we need to celebrate it. We need to love it. We need to enthuse others. We need to inspire others. So, we need to be introvert, but at the same time, we need to be cheerful also. We need to be happy also. Happy about our success. Cheerful about how the things are going. So as yogis, we are practical people. We don't renounce our work And we know that when we are at work, we have to interact with people. Suppose we are withdrawn and dry and just conforming to our work, what would happen? What would people feel about us? So we have to be in the world. We have to work. We have to share our happiness with others. We have to stay balanced. We have to stay as whole. When we stay balanced, we look at all aspects of our journey. You know, whenever we prepare for an outside journey, we try to see that everything should be there. What would I need for the journey? So for the final journey, what do we need? Baba says that what we really need is that unlimited disinterest. We are in the world for our being centered. You know, even in the outside world, it is the cravings which hold people back. Buddha also said, you know, the desires are the cause of suffering. When you finish the desire, the suffering would go. So what are desires? These are cravings. So that unlimited disinterest, Baba makes us aware of the time, that this is the end of the Iron Age. Nothing is going to be here. Everything would be put to destruction. So why have love for that? Something which is perishable. We don't need to be attached to it or clinging to it. We need to look at what is everlasting, what is imperishable. So that unlimited disinterest is our, you know, one of the qualities, one of the strengths which we need to have. Nothing should tempt us. And someone once said, I can resist everything but temptation. Temptations can be for anything. So when we are what we call the behad ke sannyasis, we are not the one who have just renounced the family, but we have renounced something which holds us back, which is a bondage. Baba tells us that we need to be free from all bondages. So that unlimited disinterest or vairagya vritti, you know, that is the word in Hindi. Once we have that, then we can sail through this world. This world is full of glamour. Everything is glittering, it is shining, but we know that nothing is real. They say that all that glitters is not gold. So we need to have unlimited disinterest. We need to feel that this is the time when we are transforming. This is our final birth. This is our last birth. Baba says that you have to become prince and princesses in the next birth. This birth you are beggar. That's what the feeling he gives us. So we need to have things which don't tempt us. You know, in the Jainism, they call it aparigraha, no possessions. Are minimum positions. Even physical things. That's why Baba gave us this simple living. They call it simple living and high thinking. The simplicity is dear to everyone. Simple things work magic. Simple food, simple exercises, simple way of living. It doesn't, you know, require so much effort. Because if we are into complex things, these days, although the world is working very smoothly, but it is very complex. Everything is dependent upon the other thing. The computers, the banking, the travel, everything is dependent upon something to work. And the moment it fails, what would be there? The whole system would collapse. And there would be noise. So the noise and the furore would be there. People would become more restless. These days, through the television, we know what is happening in the other part of the world, which may not be affecting us directly, but the moment we hear it, we've become restless, because things travel so fast. So Baba says that we need to be economical also. That's how we'll develop the disinterest. We need to conserve on everything, including our thoughts. Our energy should be saved. What we were talking yesterday also, that everything is going to happen suddenly. So that sudden moment, when it comes, we should be prepared for it. We should be ready for it. And for that, we need to conserve our resources. We need to save on our energy. The thoughts, the vibrations, our sankalps, they are our energy. We use them in a worthwhile way. That is what is needed. So it's important that we are able to conquer the smaller, the finer points also. And we conquer the smaller points. We might have taken, they say that it is not the bigger things which send a person to madhouse. It is a shoelace snapped with no time left. The daily hassles which disturb people. Everyday hassles. So the smaller things can be like pinpricks. So we need to pay attention on the finer things also. So for that we have to be our own teacher. Shibaba is our teacher. And we have Shiv Shakti as our teacher. We have time as our teacher. But we have to become our own teacher. So when we become our own teachers, then we can catch the finer points. Those finer points we need to pay attention. Bigger things, Baba had blessed us. With Baba's strength we were able to conquer that. But finer things we need to use our energy. We need to use our mind to sift through those finer weaknesses and understand them. Because these are the leakages. Sometimes we feel, why do I don't experience Baba's love? Why I am not so strong? Because these finer leakages, they drain our energy. So it's with these practices, we become centered, we become grounded to the reality. Baba says that you shouldn't be in a realm that what he calls Miya Mithu, that we should not be praising our own self. We should know what is our reality. Where do I stand? So we need to be our own teachers, our own checkers, and then our own masters. Shibaba is our master, but we have to become our own masters. Om Shanti.